This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Coming to you live from the Balance of Nature Studios and the CoQ10 Energy News Desk. Kevin McCullough, my name. If you missed hour one and the conversation with actress Sarah Drew, you're just going to have to go over and get the podcast or check out the video feed. I'll have that posted on social media tonight. But this hour, in the ladies' lounge, you just saw her in the show open there. Lady Kristen B. Tate is going to be with us momentarily, and I'm looking forward to a really robust conversation with her. She hasn't been on for a while, so there's a lot to cover. We haven't talked elections. We haven't talked any number of things. And she had a lot to say about what was going to happen in the elections prior to them occurring. And then there's been some big, huge news this week that she's on top of. And if you have not gotten her book, you've got to have this book. This is probably one of the most eye-opening ripoffs you've ever been exposed to. Like, she takes you through all the different ways that your politicians are milking you, just taking you to the cleaners, and you don't even know it. And that's why I think every family in America should have a copy of How Do I Tax Thee? I have mine right here. It's in the studio. It's never far from me. But when people say, no, this guy can't be, really? Then check this out. Boom. Open it right up. And there you go. But if you have not gotten a copy of it yet, it's a field guide to the great American ripoff. How Do I Tax Thee? Kristen Tate is its author. Again, she's going to be with us for the Ladies Lounge tonight. Now, I need to say this real quick. If you have not yet registered for the Landmark Gold giveaway that's coming up December the 9th, that's the day that we draw the name of who will win a 1 ounce, $20 gold piece from my beautiful sponsor, Landmark Capital. They are giving away a 1915 St. Gaudens gold coin in celebration of the Panama Canal being completed in 1915. It was minted at the San Francisco Mint. The San Francisco locale was where they celebrated the official recognition of the Panama Canal. And the Panama Canal opened up trade from east to west. Big, big, huge accomplishment. America did it. This is all some of the reasons why they're giving this one away. And you only have until December the 8th to register. So if you've not yet done it, you can go to my flagship radio station's homepage here in New York City, AM970TheAnswer.com, AM970TheAnswer.com, for your chance to win the 1 ounce, $20 St. Gaudens gold coin. It's valued at about $1,800 right now, but it is an investor grade coin. This is the kind of coin you can put in your portfolio, and it helps offset your retirement because and gold is going to do great in 2019. All the indigestion of the markets this year is leading up to a really good year for gold, and I have about 50% of my retirement in metals, so this is something I'm really passionate about as well. But go to AM970TheAnswer.com, or you can call David's office at 844-604-2575 for your chance to win. 844-604-2575. Now, live from the Ladies Lounge, which is the place where we feature brilliant women in media. We highlight their voices. We say, hey, you deserve more airtime than what you're getting elsewhere. And so we purposefully, a few years ago, said we're going to open up this portion of our show just to highlight the brilliant minds and accomplishments of women everywhere. I don't need some Me Too movement to come along and motivate me. I was doing the Ladies Lounge 2 years before that controversy even broke out. I believe in the contributions of women, and I'm not ashamed to say it. But it's a joy to welcome back one of our long-timers. In fact, on the weekend version of the Ladies Lounge, she was an institution because she was one of the first ones we had, and she has been so gracious to consistently come on back on a regular basis. Kristen B. Tate, welcome back to the Ladies Lounge at Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin. Excited to be back.
And tonight we get the video version of Kristen, not the headshot version. This is good. Where are you coming to us from tonight? You're in Houston?
I'm actually up in New Hampshire now.
Oh, that's right. You have the weirdest family. Like, they're partly down way, way south, and then the rest of them are way up there.
But they're two awesome states, New Hampshire and Houston and Texas.
Live free or die.
States of the country.
That's right. Live free or die. That's the main thing. Kristen, yeah. For people that don't are not familiar with you, you contribute to The Hill, and then you've got a number of other projects going on. Let's go ahead and let you brag on what you got coming around the corner right now.
Yeah, so you can read my column in The Hill. I write every Thursday. And then I have a new book coming out next year, which focuses on what I think is the greatest threat to the Republican Party. Not immigration, but domestic migration. So essentially liberals who live on, you know, the East and West Coasts moving to Middle America and really changing the electoral map. So that's what I'm focused on now. That book will be out next year. But my book that came out this year is called How Do I Tax Thee, as you mentioned earlier, Kevin. And that book really is a guide for Americans to show them all of the ways that they get taxed, but also to give them tools to kind of change their spending habits so they can save more of their money and get taxed less.
Yeah. No, I think that's fantastic. And we're gonna touch on some of those ways those politicians are doing some of that before we're done tonight. Let me start, because I've got a whole list of things I want to talk about with you. But let's start a couple of weeks ago. Go back to election night. You and I had a few conversations in the run-up to it, and you were sounding some warning bells, saying, hey, be careful. Don't take this for granted. Pay attention to what the real issues are. Don't get sidetracked with stuff that voters won't get caught up in. Overall, how do you assess the success for either party from election 2018?
Well, there was no blue wave, there was no red wave, it was a neither wave. But of course, right after the election, the next morning, both sides were spinning it as some sort of major win. I will say, I mean, for Trump, it was a win in certain ways. He bucked the trend of an average loss of, I think, 27 House seats and then a loss in the Senate. We gained in the Senate. So for him, it was a win in certain ways, but it certainly wasn't a blowout. The left is very mobilized right now, and I've always told Republicans it's a huge mistake to just roll your eyes at this idea of a blue wave. Obviously, we didn't see a blue wave, but I think it's going to be more of a creeping, blue blanket that sweeps the country over the next few decades. And if Republicans don't address this and they just keep rolling their eyes at it, it's going to be a big problem for them in future elections, I think.
Well, and that's going to be also hindered to some degree, their natural ability for success, because the map is going to change in the 2020, and there's going to be more defensive seats that the GOP are going to have to try to defend. And that's probably one of the reasons why the GOP did so well with the Senate. You just caught Republicans in Trump states that were vulnerable. But they also did some things to themselves. And going back to what your new book is going to be about, it's interesting because you've written some columns on that as well. But liberals are, they want to be progressive on their social policy and on their recreation and everything else. But then they want to enjoy the benefits of conservative governance. So you have Facebook and eBay and Google leave California, go to Texas, set up operations there. But now you've got all those liberals that started those companies that want the tax advantages, and they want the advantages of a more conservative type society. Now, infecting a good old red state Texas with other policy, and they're doing it around the big urban areas, Dallas, Austin, Fort Worth. So, something's got to give there. Do you see the red states becoming blue states, or will those red states eventually have impact on these people that are coming here and convert them to the enlightened guidance of why they're conservative to begin with?
Well, the problem problem isn't necessarily the companies moving, it's the jobs they bring with them, right? So you have a very, very bad job market in California, for example. So people living in California, they're not thinking about politics. They just say, oh, well, I got a great job offer from a company in Texas, so I'm going to move to Texas. And then they continue voting for left-wingers like they have for their whole lives. So it's really changing the political landscapes of Texas and other states as
well.
But
they don't understand. They don't understand that those policies are why those places are so good, that they can offer them such good jobs?
I don't think a lot of them do. This is a kind of a phenomenon I discuss in my upcoming book. I call it geographic clustering. And I think it's kind of contributing to the polarized society we live in today as well. If you look at a state like Texas, for example, the cities are becoming more blue, but the rural areas are becoming more red. It's really interesting. Part of this, I think, is just is because people tend to move to areas to be around other people who think like they do. But part of it is also economics. People go to where the jobs are, which tend to be in the cities. So you get more of these sort of like WASPy people from the coasts moving to the cities. And then the blue collar workers are still in the rural areas voting red.
Okay, let's pick up on that when we come back. Kristen B. Tate is our guest. And again, I'm so proud of this volume that she penned this last year. How do I tax thee? Get a copy at Amazon and wherever you buy fine books. But we're coming right back. Ladies Lounge, it's Radio Night Live. Don't go.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right. Glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It is a Saturday night, so that means Radio Night Live on Biz TV across the country and also on 300 or so radio stations. We are thankful for every partner that we have, be it CRN Digital Talk, be it GCN Live, be it Biz Talk Radio, be it Salem Media Group, be it ABC News or Fox News stations that also are carrying the show as well. We're just grateful that you're there. Our phone number, 888-340-3373. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I listen to everything that you have to say, and I'm the only one that listens to everything that you have to say. We're glad to have back with us tonight in the Ladies Lounge, none other than Kristen B. Tate, who is always a ton of fun to have around, especially when she's disagreeing with me, which we got into some good conversations in the run up to the election, and I think we're both a little bit right. I think that I don't know that the Republicans really laid a big goose egg, although the House really bothered me that we lost as badly as we did. I really thought that Kavanaugh and the economy and a couple of other things were going to help some of those races turn corners. But Kristen, some of those races, let's just face it, they were just flat out up against an impossibility, kind of like the Obama inevitability in the 2008 race.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no... You can't deny that the left is highly mobilized. These races come down to which side has more incentive to go out there to the polls. And right now, that's the left. I mean, yeah. They hate Trump. They feel burned by 2016. The Democrats know they lost that election because they were not good at mobilization, and they weren't going to let that happen again. So
let's talk a little bit about one of the races that really indicated something, because since the election has been over, there have been a lot of people that have asked me about this. But the Beto O'Rourke-Ted Cruz race in the state of Texas, Cruz ended up winning. And what did he, it's like 6, 7, 8 points? It was a good-sized win for him.
It was touch and go there for a while, though. And there was like 55% reporting Beto is still on top.
That's right. It was a very strange evening for him. But... Yeah. That campaign was conducted in a way that I think some people might look at as a blueprint for Democrats to make inroads in red states. What did he do differently there? Why did it seem to be somewhat successful? And was there a legitimate shot that Cruz was going to be sent packing on election night?
Well, before we get into just like what's happening in Texas and what Beto did right, I think part of this you can make broad statements about, but part of it is just that Ted Cruz is sort of a weak candidate, right? Like, Republicans are not very excited about him right now, particularly because of the way he kind of dealt with Trump in 2016. A lot of folks are still very angry about the fact that he publicly burned Trump at that GOP convention and, you know, the fighting that happened between those two guys. So I think that hurt Ted Cruz as an individual candidate. But, I mean, still, even having said that, he should have won by more than he did. Beto is just kind of a rock star on the left, Kevin. I mean, he's a great speaker, very inspirational, likable guy. I've watched him talk. Of course, I disagree with him on a lot of issues, but he really reminds me of 2007 Obama. He just has that charisma about him, and I think he's a rising star on the left, and he could very well run for president and do quite well, I think, in 2020.
Well, I think he could be a good general election candidate.
Absolutely.
Given that he just lost a statewide race in his home state, doesn't that somewhat injure his chances of being a strong candidate during the primary cycle?
Oh, I don't think so. No one actually thought he could win in Texas. I mean, that would have been, I would have been totally shocked. But he did a lot better than a Democrat should do in Texas.
Gotcha.
And he got a lot of people to the polls. Harris County, where Houston is, got totally kind of screwed by him because he got all these Democrats to the polls, and then the Democrats that went to the polls just voted down ballot for Democrats. So Harris County got stuck with, like, all of these Democrat judges, and all these new legislators are all left-leaning because Beto got these people to the polls, and then once they were there, they just voted for all these other Democrats who they weren't even familiar with. So he was a real force in Texas. I thought he did very well for a Democrat, and he's someone to watch. I'm scared of him. I think he could do very well on the left.
He raised in excess of $100 million for a Senate race in which, you know, the cost of these elections are insane, and they've been getting insane and more insane by each cycle. But he spent very little of that. So what is the thought about what he's going to do with the bulk of that money?
You know, that's a great question. I was wondering that this morning. I was actually just thinking about that because I read a report that said he is not interested in using that money to support other left-wing candidates.
Yeah.
So I don't.
He could have helped. He actually could have spread the wealth quite a bit, and he chose not to.
He said that he would not do that. So I'm not exactly sure what the laws are about what you can and cannot do with that money, but since he has such a large war chest, I mean, if he's planning on running in 2020, that's how I would spend it if I were him.
Right. So the Beto thing aside, there were other people that did well. That and I guess I'm struggling. Was it a real surprise in any place? Well, maybe Arizona was. So explain to me how this happened. Arizona elected a conservative governor that is pro-Trump, and that governor won by 320,000 votes statewide. Huge win. They also elected a senator that won by 30,000 votes, who basically said during about half the campaign she didn't like the state that she was going to be representing. How did they elect who is that voter that goes in there and votes for that person at the top, but then picks a far left progressive to be their senator? On a border state.
That's not the only state where that happened. The same thing happened in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Vermont, and a few other states. So what I mean is these states all sent Democrats to Washington, D.C., and voted for Republican governors. And this is significant. I mean, think about it. Vermont and Massachusetts, these are left-wing states. They voted for Republican governors. So here's what I think happened, Kevin. I think that these voters in these states, Arizona included, don't like Trump. So they sent Democrats to D.C. to protest Trump as like sort of a check on Trump. However, they want low taxes and low regulations in their own states at home. So they voted for Republican governors. It's very interesting. This happened in a lot of states, and I think that's what was going on.
Well, it's going to be weird to see what that kind of coalescing does in terms of policy. And my guess is, and I know that Democrats are thinking that now they've got the House, now they're on the path, they're going to get the Senate and the presidency. I actually think Trump has a huge advantage now because Paul Ryan was always supposedly a friend that was always kind of awkward with Trump. There was always a downside to him being Speaker. Now with Nancy Pelosi, he's got just a flat-out foil that he can blame everything on and just point to and say, it's her fault, I don't like her.
Oh, yeah, that's why Trump has been very gracious towards Nancy Pelosi since the midterms. He has said that he wants her to be Speaker. He can't wait to work with her. And you're exactly right.
Is it all tongue-in-cheek? That's all tongue-in-cheek.
Well, I think it's because he knows he can run against her in 2020. Nancy Pelosi helps Republicans win elections, point blank, period. I mean, she's mobilizing to the right, and many folks on the left don't like her. So, of course, it's in Trump's best interest to work with her. I also think she's one of those Democrats where she's smart enough to understand the Democrats are going to need some successes to point to in 2020.
Kristen,
so she's going to work with Trump on certain
The music's
things.
Rolling, so that means we got to take this break. But when we come back, let's talk about Amazon, the economy, and the recounts before we're done. Kristen B. Tate, the book is How.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is happy after a federal judge rules that Obamacare violates the Constitution.
Great ruling for our country. We'll be able to get great health care. We'll sit down with the Democrats if the Supreme Court upholds. We'll be sitting down with the Democrats, and we will get great health care for our people. That's a repeal and replace, handled a little bit differently, but it was a big, big victory by a highly respected judge.
The president delivering those remarks after he made an unannounced visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Saturday. The family of a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who was killed in Border Patrol custody is seeking answers and a transparent investigation into the girl's death. The family was trying to sneak into the country illegally when they were detained by Border Patrol agents, and President Trump sent out a tweet today saying that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke would be stepping down at the end of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us every Saturday night. Radio Night Live from New York on Biz TV and great radio stations coast to coast and also online. You can check us out on, we're on Ustream, but I usually refeed that to the Facebook Live feed, and you can catch lots of archives through there if you want. You can get all the archives at Ustream.tv. Just look for the Radio Night, just search Radio Night Live and the search bar, and that's how you get it. But we every week spend a good portion of the second hour talking with different females around the world, women that have made a name for themselves in one way or another, and always I feel like kind of the hidden secret that I'm looking for in the guests of the Ladies Lounge is that they be very clear in how they think. So whether I agree with them or not, that's okay. If they're clear in terms of how they think, then we can have a very productive dialogue that then allows every one of you listening and watching to be made a little more enlightened in terms of whatever we're talking about. I'm grateful for my guest tonight because she does that in spades. In fact, I really do think she's one of the most hidden gems in all of the cable news circuits. She's not on nearly enough shows, and she should be in much higher demand than she is. So I'm just going to feel that way, Kristen. You can't make me stop saying it.
Thank you so much.
And she's a gifted author. Two really good books already, the most recent one of which is this one right here, How Do I Tax Thee? And it tells all the hidden taxes that you're paying and how she found them and went about researching them and so forth. But she's got a new book coming out in 19 that's going to be great, dealing with the domestic voter migration, going from liberal areas to conservatives and kind of changing the course of the outcome there. Kristen, let's move to some current stuff. Last night, and Nick, I didn't warn you, but pull that Stacey Abrams cut for me, and I think that Kristen should be able to hear this where she's at. But the person that conceded from the Georgia race yesterday could have had the opportunity to bring voters together. For Stacey Abrams, she decided not to and chose instead to kind of go this direction. Take a listen. Okay, go ahead. Fired up.
That former Secretary of State Brian Kemp will be certified as the victor in the 2018 gubernatorial election. But to watch an elected official who claims to represent the people in the state baldly pin his hopes for election on the suppression of the people's democratic right to vote has been truly appalling.
All right.
So let's be clear.
Okay, stop there. We didn't get that on the screen either. So those of you that were watching or whatever at home, that was the audio of Stacey Abrams. I'm hearing a lot of feedback from the control room there. So what she basically said, Kristen, was that this race was decided through the suppression of the people's right to vote. To which Britt Hume, when he linked it on Twitter, and I love Britt's very dry sense of humor, he said, "Oh, this woman sounds lovely." This was a weird observation about that race, Kristen, because they had record turnout. They had as big a turnout in the state of Georgia as they had for the presidential election, nearly, and they trounced their 2010 turnout record for a midterm. And she's saying voter suppression was why she lost the race, losing by 54,000 votes. Your reaction?
Yeah, this is just another excuse as to why she lost the election. I also found it funny, Kevin, that Hillary Clinton came out of the woodwork and said, oh, if there hadn't been voter suppression, Abrams would have won this race easily. This is the same woman that said she found it, quote, horrifying that Trump may ask for a recount or not accept the results if it were a close race between them in 2016 and he were to lose. So these people are all just hypocrites looking for, you know, excuses. But as I wrote in my column in The Hill last week, I think Abrams and Gillum and some of these other candidates didn't do better than they did because they were too left-leaning for the states in which they ran.
Right.
I actually think a Democrat could have won this race in Georgia if it had been more of a moderate centrist Democrat. But these far left-wingers who are running on socialist platforms, they're not going to do well in a state like Georgia or a state like Florida.
Well, and what is your own personal feeling about someone like Abrams? And I'm going to be very blunt here, and if we go to the break, then I'll get your response on the other side. But what do you make of someone, she's a black female, she's running against a white male, she knows the tone and substance of conversation that tends to incite the racial issue, and here she's saying that he stole the election, and there's not a single fact that backs that. Is that socially responsible for the larger discussions that we're trying to have? I mean, we're trying to bring people together about race and gender and sex and the different things that divide us. And here, when you have a moment to do the right thing, just further throwing gas on the flame seems to be what they wish to do.
Oh, Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's very obvious. I think voters are smarter than we often give them credit for, and people can see right through this.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to take this break. When we come back, we'll get your completed thought on that. And then Amazon before we're done. Kristen Tate, one more segment with us. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Live from New York to San Diego, Portland to Tampa, Florida, and everywhere in between, even in great little locales like Atlantic City and the classic WPG. Big talker there. We are live coast to coast. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live is the name of the broadcast, and it's the Ladies Lounge in Hour 2 where Kristen B. Tate is joining us, gracing us with her presence tonight. How Do I Tax Thee? Her most recent book, A Field Guide to the Great American Ripoff, and she's got a brand new one coming out in 2019 as well. If you haven't gotten on any of Kristen's titles, I recommend that you go do that and read them. And also be looking for her column in The Hill, that daily coming from the, well, she doesn't write daily, but the Hill out of Washington, D.C. All right, Kristen, we were talking about how coming out of this election, there are a lot of things that we're needing to kind of understand and try to navigate the next years, a couple of years, well. And I don't know that the Democrats are ready to govern for the next 2 years, at least in the House. What's your take on what you feel like they're going to, what are they going to accomplish?
Well, it's mostly going to be just a legislative stalemate. They're not going to accomplish much. However, I do think the leadership on the left is smart enough to understand that they're going to need to have some accomplishments to point at when 2020 approaches, and they don't want the Republicans to be able to accuse them of being obstructionists.
That makes sense.
So, you know, we're going to get easy things. They're going to accomplish easy things that make for good talking points, like infrastructure spending. Everyone loves infrastructure spending, stuff like that. But, you know, the big issues like immigration and health care, none of that's going to get done.
Yeah. Let's talk. Well, and it's too bad immigration is not going to, too, because you could have a DACA for wall swap. That's something that could be done. If and that goes back to my my original question. If you really wanted to change the tone, you could start working on things. But it doesn't look like anybody wants to. Speaking of tone, Amazon awarded its big fat prize that it's been talking about and basically marketing to the whole world this last week. And Arlington, Virginia, and New York City were the two big recipients of the split kind of contract for HQ2, what is going to be a worldwide headquarters. And in New York City, the governor promised them about $1.7 billion in tax incentives, $1.3 billion in the same from New York City, the mayor. And this is now going to be one of the biggest things that's ever happened in New York City, right there, Long Island City. Your reaction to what the announcement was, how it came down, and what it's going to do or not do for the people of the area?
Throwing massive subsidies at one of the richest companies in the history of the world, in my view, is crony capitalism at its finest. In New York, taxpayers are going to have to shell out $48,000 for each new job coming to Long Island City. In Arlington, this is what really gets me, Kevin. In Arlington, $28 million of the total that's going to Amazon there is coming from a hike in hotel taxes. So what this means is that the city of Arlington is raising taxes to pay a private company, Amazon. This is exactly how crony capitalism works. And keep in mind, last year Amazon made $5.6 billion in profit, paid zero in federal income taxes, and actually got a $137 million tax refund. So this is infuriating, and making matters worse, they chose places that already have horrible traffic congestion and high housing prices. Those problems are just going to get worse.
So I'm taking, you're not looking kindly on the deal.
No. The deal makes me furious. If we had let capitalism play out here, Amazon would have relocated to Texas or Oklahoma or, you know, a state with favorable regulatory and tax laws, but that is not what happened. Instead, working class people are going to have to pay for these subsidies, and there's going to be a lot of other problems that come along with this. I mean, look at what happened in New York last week, Kevin. You get a couple inches of snow, and the whole city's congested. The subway's falling apart. They won't fix that. You want to add 25,000 more people in the mix? How is that going to be good?
Well, and that's a much larger issue, which somebody needs to write a book about, and that is the incompetency of the public sector. But if you look at Palm County and Broward County, Florida, if you look at how the city of New York handled this, if you look at Jerry Brown and what he did not do for his state, for all the state he's been governor out there, not clearing underbrush, not doing controlled burns because he's going to set off the environmentalists that are in his state, you know, get mad at him. Not only that, they could do salinating of ocean water, have all kinds of reserves in terms of needs to use water in their state. They're not doing any of that because they got to protect the smelt fish. The incompetency of the public sector is everywhere. So what's the solution, Kristen? How do we – you got to get good people in to fix it, but it seems like they're never there long enough to be able to do it because the bad people then go, oh, well, all the good people are trying to do is take away all your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a part of the problem is just that these unions make it impossible to fire anyone. There's flagrant, you know, scamming going on with overtime. If you're looking at New York specifically, like, if you look at the subway system, it's just a big scam. People are working, like, 20 hours a week and collecting overtime and making six figures, and you can't fire anyone because the unions will, you know, scream holy hell and protest and go on strike for 3 weeks.
But what happens when the Treasury runs out of money? Like, there's got to be some sort of recourse.
They raise taxes. I mean, this is what my whole book was about. They find all kinds of fees and taxes to siphon money out of taxpayers' pockets. And here's what really makes me mad about Amazon. You know, we have this crumbling subway in New York City. They say they can't come up with the money to fix it, yet somehow they're able to cough up $1.5 billion to send to the richest man in the world. It's just infuriating and sickening.
Well, and to be fair, they didn't write a check to Bezos and say, you're going to be able to cash this. That's on earnings he's going to make.
Yes, yeah. I understand that. I understand that. But, you know, these are essentially subsidies. When you give people tax breaks, they are subsidies.
Yeah.
This is lost revenue that the city would have made otherwise that they're not going to make.
But it's a $2 trillion company, Kristen. They're still going to pay taxes. There's going to be some taxes they pay, right?
I mean, you should read. There was a great report in the National Review that broke down these numbers.
I'll go check that out.
If everything goes according to plan, it's going to take at least three decades for gains to be made on the losses. So I don't think this is a very good deal to people who are living in New York right now.
Well, it never made sense to me that he wouldn't pick a North Carolina or a Florida or a Texas because you do have such friendlier tax situations there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there she goes, Kristen Tate. Thanks for being here. It's Kevin McCullough.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Look at that. If you're watching on Biz TV, the Christmas lights are out. That is gorgeous. There on Fifth Avenue. If you come to the city, you can see them. You can see them anywhere. And you'll have a great time. I guarantee you there is no city on planet Earth that does Christmas like New York. And I strongly believe that. People say London does. I don't. Yeah, what does London do? New York's the place to be, baby. So I was trying to remember, there was something that I wanted to make sure that I talked to you about here at the end of the show. And, oh, I remember what it was. Okay, so yesterday I'm scanning the news, and I'm reading through all the different headlines. And there's this one that really captured my attention and was quite scary. They have, you know, in the scientific realms, they have started producing... through human cells, stem cells, they've started growing like organs and things from the cellular level. So they had grown this miniature pair of kidneys that they were hoping to try to transplant into mice or something else to see if they were working. And they just let them grow a little bit longer just to see what would happen if they allowed them to continue to grow at the cellular level the way they were. And what happened, they weren't really ready for. Because as they left the kidneys to grow, the cells in the kidneys began to split. This sounds like an old radio sketch that Bill Cosby did. I apologize for invoking his name. I know he's offensive. You remember the chicken heart that ate New York City? Boom, 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 boom. The kidneys were left alone in the laboratory. Boom, 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 boom. Someone accidentally knocked them over. They began to grow. No, I'm kidding. They did begin to grow, though. But they didn't grow more kidney cells. What they began to actually grow were muscles and a brain. Now, I don't know about you, but I've always had a little bit of queasy feeling about us messing with God's natural design. But when kidneys start actually growing muscles and brains, We should be very, very careful about what we're treading on here. We might just leave those kidneys in the laboratory at some point in time and come back to find the chicken heart that ate New York City. Yeah, it was weird. Very weird. What would you do? Hey, look, I got a bicep sticking right out of my kidney. And I've already thought about how I'm going to use it. No, it's just and scientists are listening to me right now. I can't believe he's being so anti-intellectual in approaching this subject. Look, you tried to grow a fake kidney, and it started reproducing on you. Don't talk to me about anti-intellectual. You're the one messing with Mother Nature. And sometimes she'll mess back. Anyway, we will see you next week. Kevin McCullough, I hope that you have a great few days leading up to Thanksgiving. And we're back here live on Radio Night Live, Saturday after Thanksgiving. Make sure you are, too. Santa goes, have a chance with you.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.